Yerushalmi Trim Mois corresponding to Bavli Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, the second line, Taman Taninan. Taman Taninan, Hilkina Mitzes Harehi Shal Meicha, and it should say Vahacha at Amahachin. The Gemara asks the question. The Mishnah in Masechet Bava Basra says that when selling oil, if the seller tipped and drained the vessel after 3 drops are poured out, the remaining oil still belongs to the seller. So why did our Mishnah teach that if he tips the jug on its side and there's still liquid that collects, it's still considered Truma? Amar Rabbi Yochanan leis kan shel meicha ela shel lokeach. It should say, we'll leave out the next 4 words. The Rabbi Yochanan answers that the correct text of the Mishnah there is that it belongs to the buyer, not the seller. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak ben Elazar mishurim yush. And a second answer is from Rabbi Yitzhak ben Elazar, who says that the reason there is because the buyer isn't interested in the last remnants. V'af b'kodesh kein, and the Gemara asks, well, does the Mishnah's law about emptying truma apply to kodesh that after 3 drops when we put chul in there? Also, Rabbi Abo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan v'af b'kodesh kein. Rabbi Abo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said yes, it does. Am Rabbi Hoshea loishana ele b'kodeshim sheyesh lahem matirim, but b'kodeshim sheein lahem matirim, afilu kol shehu tzorech lahachzir. Rabbi Hoshea says that this applies to kodeshim that were left for the kohanim and become permitted after the mitzvah is done, such as menachos that had their koimitz burned on the mizbeach. However, kodeshim that don't become permitted as they are entirely sacrificed, such as the Nisuchei Yayin, wine libations, even a small quantity must be returned and used for its mitzvah. Rabun Barchia by Hadain Log Shemen Shel Metzora Tzorech Lachzir or Ein Tzorech Lachzir. Rabun Barchia asked, does the log of oil of a Metzora that's sprinkled 7 times and the rest is given to the Kohanim before it's sprinkled, does it need to be returned? Since the Torah requires a certain amount, should it be returned, or perhaps since the remainder will go to the Kohanim, the Torah is not particular to retain every drop? In Tem Mitzorach Lachzir, V'leyechzir Oyver Mishum Chesoin. In Tem Mitzorach Lachzir V'yechzir Oyver Mishum Yisoin. If you say that it must be returned and he didn't, he would transgress for having too little. And if it does not need to be returned and he did return it, he would transgress for having too much. V'chinna Le'amakein Ela Amar V'hoshia Le'shona Ela B'kodshim Sheyesh Lahem Matirin V'kodshim Sheyein Lahem Matirin Afilu Kol Shehu Tzorach Lachzir V'adein Loik Shemen Shal Metzorah Loik K'kodshim Sheyesh Lahem Matirin Hein V'teim Tzorach Lachzir. Rabbi Chanina certainly does not require every drop to be taken, but Rabbi Hoshea said that 3 drops is enough specifically for kodshim that are permitted after their mitzvah is done. But as for those that are completely burned, even a small amount must be returned. The log of oil of the mitzvah is in the first category, and therefore certainly the 3 drops is sufficient. And from the question, it's clear that if it needs to be returned and it wasn't, he transgresses because the required quantity is lacking. Tani Rabbi Chalafta Ben Shol, Kadeo Shebishova Truma Magila Bechamin Gimel Pa'amin Medayu. The Baisa says from Rabbi Chalafta Ben Shol that if an earthenware pot was used to cook Truma, it must be immersed in boiling water 3 times and it can then be used for Chulin. Ami Rabbi Abba, Ve'ein Lemeidim Emena La'inyan Nevela. Rabbi Abba says, no, that one cannot learn this leniency from Truma to other prohibitions, such as if Nevela was cooked in the pot. Am Rabbi Yossi, Kashiasa Koimi Rabbi Abba, Truma Rabbi Yossi asked Rabbi Abba, well, if they were lenient for Truma, which is punishable by death for non-Kohanim, certainly they can be lenient for Nevela, which is a mere negative prohibition. Rabbi Abba answered, they were lenient with Truma, specifically nowadays that the obligation to separate is rabbinic, at the time of Ezra the nation voluntarily accepted to keep it. Rabbi Yustai bar Shunam by Kaim Rav Mana. Taninan imirkina amitzas harei ze truma vat amas hachin. Rabbi Yustai bar Shunam asked Rabbi Mana, if the Mishnah is stringent that even that which was tipped and drained from the walls of the vessel is truma, why are you being lenient to allow an earthenware pot to be immersed in boiling water 3 times? Amalekana le deyaor nigal v'yetze. Rabbi Mana answered that the heat of the fire spits out the truma. Shmam shal truma harishoin v'asheini osa v'ashlishi muta medra amurim v'shenasan l'seichan mayim aval lo nasan l'seichan mayim afili shlishi osa. But Tosefta says that if water was added to sediment of truma wine, the water drained from it the first and second time is prohibited as truma, the third is permitted. When is the third permitted? When specifically water was added. But if chulin wine was added, it's prohibited as the sediment flavor makes the wine more potent. Shmam shal ma'aseh sheni rishon osa v'sheni muta Rabbi Meir Omer af ha'sheni osa b'nosan tam. If water was added to sediment of ma'aseh sheni wine, the first water drained is prohibited, but the second is permitted. Rabbi Meir says that even the second water is prohibited if the flavor of sediment can be tasted. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Shimon Yutzedek ha'kodesh k'minyonav, I should say. Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Yutzedek, says that kodesh is prohibited no matter how many times water is added. and the Gifa chain to it should go like this. Chol san shel zav rishoin v'sheini tomei u'shlishi toho. Medram amuim b'she nosan l'seichan mayim aval k'shloi nosan l'seichan mayim afilu asiri tomei. That's the quick Gifa of Tosefta. Tosefta says, a bedpan of a zav whose urine is an avatuma, the first and second water added is tomei, the third is toho. When is this the case? When he added water, but if not, meaning that other urine was put in it, even if it was used 10 times, it's tummy. Rav Yudin ba'achtei du b'yosi b'chanina b'shem Rav Yosi b'chanina pochis mikan nosnoi b'neroi. Rav Yudin, the nephew of Yosi b'chanina, quoted Rav Yosi b'chanina saying that when the Mishnah taught how much trumas masa of demai must there be to require him to take it to the kohen, and we answer 1/64 of a log. However, less than that amount can be burned in his candle. Rav Yanai b'shem Rav Yudin ba'ichel kadei beit sekala, I should say. Rav Yanai quoting Rav Yudin says that also the Mishnah was referring to liquids, but for food, if there's an eggs amount, he must take it to the kohen. Have the tamer, but tamei should say avol toho. I feel a kolshu tzarich lachzir, but demai avol v'davadai ben tamei ben toho bevoi ben muat tzarich lachzir. This law that for less than an eggs amount he does not need to take it to the kohen applies to tamei demai, but if it's toho he must take any amount, and this differentiation only applies to demai. But for certain truma, whether it's toho or tamei, he must take any amount.